We would like to see the governor about the alimony bill. We'd like to ask him to veto the alimony bill.
Governor Rick Scott wasn't in his office on Friday when a group of protesters carrying signs that said things like alimony hurts families showed up and demanded to speak with him. They wanted the governor to veto an alimony reform bill that was sent to his desk Thursday. Barbara Devane, a lobbyist with the National Organization of Women in Florida, called the bill a cookie-cutter solution to a complicated issue.
Why have judges? Why go before a judge if it's already laid out by the legislature? They've overstepped their bounds. You need judicial discretion in divorce and alimony and even child custody, because you have to take this on a case-by-case basis.
The bill's proponents say the measure fixes an inherently unequal system by applying the same type of metrics used in determining who pays child support and how much. It would also allow for the renegotiation of alimony arrangements. But Maria Gonzalez, a lawyer within the family law section of the Florida Bar, says that's unconstitutional.
You are violating the party's private contract rights. If someone gave up a business interest, for example, in a dissolution of marriage action in lieu of, or they negotiated it for other alimony rights, that's a contract. A new bill cannot and should not be permitted to undo contract rights between parties.
The bill also includes a provision that deals with child custody. It makes it so that parents have to share custody equally unless otherwise determined. In the past, that decision was totally left up to the judiciary. Proponents say it'll ensure that both parents get to spend time with their children. But Simone Kay, a 22-year-old Florida State student, says she knows from personal experience that's not always in the child's best interest.
Generally, forcing children to spend 50-50 time split would cause them to have to shuffle back and forth between parents' homes more frequently than usual, which can upset grades, it can upset activities, it can upset even their mental stability and health.
Although the protesters didn't get to speak with the governor, they did get to leave a message with his secretary. But Governor Scott is still expected to either sign the bill into law or let it become law without his signature. For WFSU-FM, I'm Ryan Bank.